I'm joined on the line now by Vincent McCarthy, Head of Investments for Corporate Pensions at Invesco. Vincent, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Ciara.
I'm not too bad. Now, you've written an article called We're Fat and Getting Fatter. I imagine it hasn't gone down well in some circles.
You'd actually be surprised. It was published on the journal.ie, so you can see the comments from different people on there. And overwhelmingly, actually, most people are saying, yeah, this is a big issue. Actually, very few people were annoyed by it. I suppose the headline kind of might irk certain people, but when you actually look into the article, all I'm really trying to do is kind of highlight the issue and kind of look at the environment that's been set for kids and to, I suppose, approach it from an economic angle. Because there's a huge burden, obviously, on the healthcare system. And then you kind of have to ask the question, is it right that companies are making all the profits while the state is actually picking up the tab in terms of dealing with obesity?
And to put that in context, the World Health Organization, in fact, we covered it here on KFL News, released a report a couple of weeks ago warning that Ireland is moving up to the top of the obesity tables. Most Irish adults will be overweight by 2030. And I think that Irish women will be at that point forecast, at least, to be the most overweight in Europe. It's a frightening statistic.
It is. And if you look at the current situation, I mean, over 20 years old, 66% of Irish men were told they're overweight or obese. It's 50.9% for women over 20 year olds. And when you look relative to our peers in Europe, those stats are very, very high. I suppose more worryingly, it's the environment that we're setting for kids and any of the studies. The Longitude study is one in particular that looks follows 20,000 kids as they're growing up, and they're saying that one in four kids are either overweight or obese. So it's all well and good for adults to make a decision on their lifestyle and what they want to eat, but kids are really, you know, it's ultimately up to the adults to help their kids in terms of their weight and different decisions that they have to make. It's not really a choice that a kid is equipped to make, I don't think.
And a couple of studies I read actually of late say that most parents are blind, either willfully or not, to the fact that their child is overweight and perceive their child to be of a healthy weight at no matter what weight that child is. So it's very difficult to tackle this problem and to educate parents into how to educate their children if they themselves can't recognise that their children are overweight and perhaps that they are.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And that's why I was kind of, you know, I was being a bit tongue-in-cheek with saying, you know, sorry, should we not call people fat? Because, I mean, you know, to me, it's like calling somebody bald. You know, it's just, you know, it's something that needs to be addressed face on. You know, you can't actually just ignore the problem. Doctors should be able to say to people, look, your child is overweight or you're overweight or whoever it may be. And, you know, obviously, I accept the fact that there is hidden complexities in any subject, and at an individual level, people may be struggling with weight for different reasons. But this is now, we know, a global problem. It's become an epidemic. And I think, you know, people have to face up to it. But also, I suppose that's where kind of the government comes in terms of how they set policy to try and influence behaviour. Because ultimately, that's what you're trying to do. You want people to eat less and improve their lifestyles. But there has to be a lot of education along there. And, you know, I write from an economic perspective. But if you take the views of the experts in their particular fields, like if you look at Jamie Oliver, who's one of the leading chefs, he's actually set up a foundation to tackle this. Because this is, to his point, he's saying that, look, we have to change our relationship with food. And he's actually come up with some very interesting examples where he's done a lot of work in the US, where he's saying, look, we're spending huge amounts of money in supermarkets. They should have a food ambassador in every shop to help people with recipe ideas. He's done a lot of work in terms of teaching kids from an early age, being able to leave school with, let's say, 10 or 12 recipes that they can cook. You know, the government should have tighter rules on labelling in terms of sugar and salt levels. And obviously then the food companies have to play a big part. And then if you look at it from the medical profession, I think everybody in the medical field says, look, obesity is a thing that causes every disease and makes every disease worse. So we have to obviously do something to change this trajectory, or we are going to be where the World Health Organization predicts in 2030. And one of the leading specialists in this field, his name is Francis Finucane, Dr. Francis Finucane, a consultant endocrinologist based in the west of Ireland. And this is what he works on every single day. And he's done an excellent TED talk as well on the need to change your environment and why a junk tax is just one of the ways that we can potentially influence behaviour. Just kind of like what we did with plastic bags. So they put a price, you know, they put a cost on the price of a plastic bag, and the number of plastic bags used dropped dramatically. And that's all you need. That's what we're kind of saying, is that the environment at the moment is not helping people.
What baffles me, though, Vincent, it seems that over the last 15 or 20 years, the ability of average, everyday people to cook non-processed foods, to buy wisely and healthily, seems to have fallen out of people's heads.
It does, but I mean, that's look, the environment, it's changed. We're kind of living in much more of kind of an American-style culture. We've bought into that Western capitalist ideal, and people are working long hours and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, there's probably less, you know, most people have, I suppose, most families now, two people are working, so there's less time and stuff like that. But, you know, they're excuses, I guess, in the end of the day, and we all kind of have to make an effort to change. I mean, I think that families have to bear a certain amount of personal responsibility, particularly for their kids. And I know it is challenging. There's no doubt about that. But look, nothing is easy in life that is worth doing, you know. So there has to be a change at an individual level. But then I suppose you're right. Like, you go into supermarkets, I mean, that's the first thing you see. It's your four or five bars of dairy milk for £1.50, whereas strawberries are €2 or €3 a pound of the strawberries or something.
They're a ferocious price, strawberries.
Huh?
Some of the seasonal fruits and veg are a ferocious price, I will grant you.
They are, but I think that, look, you know, and that is an excuse to be made, but look, Lidl are after doing a lot of work in terms of trying to put some ads out there to say, look, if you want to eat healthy, we've got food that you can actually buy. But I think part of it is the education thing, because if you can't cook, then it doesn't really matter what ingredients you have, you know, and it can become a bit more challenging and time-consuming for somebody. So there's so many kind of layers to the debate.
Yeah, but Vincent, if you can't cook, there's this marvellous thing called Google.
Yeah.
Which will show you recipes. So it really depends on personal motivation and the context in which that exists.
I do. I completely agree with you, and it's part about taking responsibility and your own discipline. But I think the fact that where we're at, the statistics are showing that people are not taking a personal responsibility, and I think that's probably down to the fact that there is now a certain acceptance of overweight and obesity. It's just something that's there, whereas people don't want to, as you say, kind of tackle it and address it and talk about it, you know. They don't want to admit that they're overweight or their kids are overweight, and it's kind of, it's not really dealt with, you know, and that's part of the problem.
Vincent McCarthy, Head of Investments for Corporate Pensions at Invesco. Thank you so much for joining us.